This report from the John Deere Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. I'm Emery Cleveland. Visiting now with Mark Harris. He is Nebraska's director of USDA's NASH, the National Ag Statistics Service. Mark, we've toured the last 2 days across South Dakota, Nebraska. Give me your thoughts on what we saw in the fields.
Well, Emery, the crop was very varied across the state, and I think that's kind of normal here in Nebraska. And but it looked pretty good, I thought, overall. You know, it's not the same as it was last year, that super outstanding year, but still not a bad year.
That's right. There's a lot of crop out there. How does, now, this tour, the first time you've been on it, how does USDA do theirs differently when they do it each month?
Well, I would say a couple primary things, and one is the basic sampling that goes into it to make sure it's representative all across Nebraska. We have such varied climates, rainfalls, soils, and so on, so those sampling procedures are very exacting. And then finally, the second thing is then it goes into a little bit more in-depth into what you measure, how you measure the size of the ears, and and how you make sure you're in the right places in the field and things like that. So more exacting than what goes on, but some of the similar procedures.
And Roger Bernard talked about it. How do you, at this early in the season, put a yield number on soybeans?
Well, the soybeans, pods are forecast using statistical models looking at the number of lateral branches, the number of nodes, the number of blooms, dried flowers, and pods, and all those are modeled to get to the number of pods. But the bean weight itself, or the pod weight itself, that is a five-year average. And it's just basically you can't project the weight of that pod this early in the season. You can project the number of fruit, but the weight of it is the best you can do is just the five-year average.
Now, we might mention, we said you're the Nebraska's director, but you've worked in Washington, D.C. for a number of years, been very involved in crop reports.
That's right. I spent almost my entire career on the crop side of things, everything from the modeling of the corn in my earlier time, the statistical modeling, to being in charge of the crops branch, which prepares everything for the Ag Statistics Board for all acreage yield, production price, and values on crops across the United States.
You told me not only have you been involved in a lot of those lockups prior to reports, you're probably the guy who had the key in your pocket.
Well, yeah, there's another person who locks the doors and seals the blinds, but I made sure all rules were being followed and that there was never any security issues whatsoever. We policed that pretty securely.
All right. Well, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It's very, very good going on you. Nice meeting you.
Mark Harris, who is Nebraska's director of USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. He works out of Lincoln now. That's our report from the John Deere Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. I'm Emery Cleveland.